I am what I am. I am that I am. But just like the black soil, I am forever in a mood to allow the seeds to germinate and grow and supply the earth with cover, beauty, and precious food. Yet many are those who trample on me ruthlessly. Evil and foolish, they will continue to do so, unaware that beneath the peace so characteristic of my being, there lurks a potentially explosive volcano. I am what I am. I am that I am. Just like Martin Luther King and Chief Lithuli, I am harmless as a little dove that cools a romantic story to the world about the beauty of peace and love. But if war is perpetrated against me, if my survival ultimately lies in the gun, I can be Malcolm X and Franz Fanon believing, if it must be, then let it be done. I am what I am. I am that I am. Just like Shaka's and Nat Turner's is my heart, I am Toussaint Louverture's and W.E.B. Du Bois's brain, the spirit of Jean-Jacques Dessalines and Henri Christophe resides within me, the blood of Marcus Garvey and Douglas patrols my veins. My crusaders as Mandela's, Sisulu's and Kenyatta's, freedom fighting as Nkrumah and Lumumba did, and as Jesus Christ is rooted in Falasha, Ethiopia, could be I am the Son of Almighty God reincarnated. I am what I am. I am that I am. And though certainly I am what I am, that I am, yet so many find it so hard to understand why the omnipotent selected Africa as best to create the Earth's first human, a primitive but righteous black African. I am that I am. I am what I am.